The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
K-U-P-D. All right, thank you, Silence the Voice. People very confused about Brady's story now. Said he had a boner. Hoffman all the way up there in Pixar land texts over and he goes, I hear Brady has a story about a boner. Then he says the words, I saw this lizard and said, I thought Brady was a fish guy. Yes, the 1940s vernacular.
Those reptiles get to me every now and then.
Old-schooly, old-timey vernacular. Boner used to mean mistake. It doesn't anymore in most people's minds at all. We have a lady who's, her name's Julie. She's listened for a long time. I won't give details, but she's going to have a big day. It's a very stressful big day. She's been through a lot. She's got like legal proceedings and stuff, and she wanted to hear a Metallica Don't Tread On Me song. Probably going to go with Slipknot today, but Julie, yeah. We're thinking about it because she's told me her story, and I just wanted to pass that along. She's going through something, so go get them, kid. And speaking of going through something, we've all seen the headlines and all the stuff of Simone Biles and her mental health, and I'm on two sides of this thing. As a sports fan, I'm on one side. As a person who, you know, I've been fairly open about the idea that I've had 5 years of odd. It turns out that chronic pain plays a big part in your mental breakdown. You can get into depression and all that stuff, and I had that. And it makes you make decisions you wouldn't normally make, put you in positions you're just not normally comfortable with. It makes you a different person. Depression is a weird thing because to everybody around you, you feel like everything's okay. But deep down inside, you got a lot of things brewing. Mine was more, and still is, general anxiety disorder. My buddy and I talked about that the other day, and we've known each other forever. He's got it, and it is definitely something that a lot of people probably should look into. I agree with the Michael Phelps thing when it comes to mental health. It's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to say, I'm not okay. That said, you can no longer be the greatest of all time.
Ooh, I don't know about
you
that.
You can't. And I say this as devil's advocate. If this were to happen to a man in football, and Tom Brady, after the first quarter, had a couple of bad throws and just went over and said, I'm just breaking down in the middle of the Super Bowl. I can't do
Jay
it.
Jay Cutler in playoff game?
You'd never live it down. Roberto Duran is always going to be known
sat
for
the second
no
half.
Moss. Thurman Thomas, one of the best running backs of all time. What's the first thing you think of? Forgot his helmet, couldn't function, was mentally gone, and blew the whole Super Bowl. If you step away, if you're the one sewing a goat on your uniform yourself, if part of your deal is, I'm the greatest of all time, part of your greatest of all time moment is the mental strength that it takes to withstand and and do everything under the pressure. Because there isn't a single person in the Olympics not feeling the same pressure at all. Not one of those girls on the USA team. And I'm not bashing Simone Biles. She's doing what's right for her. That's fine. But walking away from your team saying it's just too hard for me.
99 out of 100 times she does that under pressure and everything like that.
But the problem was she started to have a bad day. She's never faced adversity.
And the danger. Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, to me,
that's not fair.
Well, she did. She admitted it herself. She said, I couldn't figure out where I was. I didn't know what was going on.
That doesn't mean she couldn't face the adversity. I mean, she recognized in the moment and she got out of it.
All right. So now imagine that Russell Wilson says, I've had some adverse moments. I didn't know where I was.
Oh,
I didn't know what to do.
I would hate it.
And then he turns and he goes, I'm pulling out of the Super Bowl for my. Sorry, guys. Instead of what we've always been told with athletes and in those situations, high profile athletes,
perseverance,
buck it up. And get out there and beat your demons.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's right either.
Yeah, it isn't. But that's what you would remember a guy for.
Not being injured and saying, you know, tough enough, get out there. But as far as getting over the adversity.
Right.
I mean, you go through some laws in it. You find a way to work it out.
And with depression and with anxiety and everything else, there's definitely meltdowns. And she may have been having a meltdown. Now, the reason I say this is because she's still pondering whether or not she can do the individual. I think if you
heard she pulled out on
she
Yahoo
pulled out
morning.
Of the she pulled out of the overall
around. No the all around right
but then next week at end of the week you can still do individual events. So if you're still capable of throwing that together at this point, I think you either go one way or you go you do one thing and become a spokesperson for mental health issues. You cannot pick and choose which ones you're comfortable with and go out and try, because that's bad for team sports. And what it becomes to me is later on, whenever Rick Ankiel is a perfect example, that man was having a basic mental stroke in front of all of us. And what did we do? He's an idiot. He's an attack.
Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch got the yips. Steve Sachs got the yips. Guys that get mental breakdowns can't walk away from the game and say, well, I'm the greatest of all time. But you can't be the greatest of all time and also not function because mentally it got too big for you.
Well, I think there's some pressures on her for because
of course there are.
I mean, a lot of it.
She signed up for him too.
The one thing that she, the points that she makes, is she goes, coming into the games, I was here basically to please other people more so. That I felt the pressure that I was kind of. I mean, she's not in her mind. It's like, I don't know if I even want to do these games.
Then
but there's too much pressure on the other side, and now I got to do this for these other people. You got that running through your mind.
Absolutely.
So there's a initial mistake, and then you should have stepped up and step away. I don't think it was that easy just to
of
do that.
Of course it isn't.
And now she is.
And I'm not saying she has, you know, she shouldn't have stepped away. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're okay. I'm not saying that she's making it up.
Know when to say when.
But that whole a lot gold of times thing you don't is a construct of everybody around her as well.
Sure.
I don't think she's doing that at all. Everybody around her puts her on that pedestal.
Absolutely. But
same way they do with everybody else.
You show up for the Visa ads. You show up for the Uber Eats. You show up for all the
100%.
Stuff. You sew a goat on your own uniform. You call yourself the goat. You say, yeah, that's me. And you put you emblazon a logo of a goat on your thing. Part of being a goat is being one that can overcome. Look, I've had meltdowns. I had panic attacks. It almost put me in. I called suicide hotline one night. I didn't know what was going on. My brain shut down. I showed up to work the next day. Not saying that I was right to, but I showed up to work the next day. Because there's a certain thing you have to just function. You have to go forward.
Yeah, but I also remember talking to you, you know, I mean, and I'm crediting you for being here.
Yeah.
But talking to you after the show last year and saying, what happened?
Yeah. Well, no, there's plenty of stuff. There's plenty of
things.
It's
all a blur. I've got so much on my mind.
Absolutely.
I don't know if we had a good show today or not.
Stirring, spinning, a mess. But at the same time, there's a certain aspect of I've got to have life. I was still functional. I still showed up. And not saying that I'm a hero or anything, but there's a certain responsibility that goes along with saying I've told these people that their jobs are not on the line because I can't do this.
But
I'm
going
to go until I can't.
But doesn't there have to be an outlet? Otherwise, you're forcing people to be a
Absolutely.
Part of that cycle that they're trying to get out.
But to me, what it
there
says
has
is
to be an outlet.
It's the same thing as when you encourage when you're a little kid. And you start having a bad Little League game. They push you back out. Deal with it. Have your bad game.
Or you get pulled.
Don't you? No. Very rarely you get pulled. You walk through your mess because it teaches you to say, hey, they're not all going to be good. You might be the best player on this team. You're having a bad day. You can't just pick up and leave when it's bad. There's bad
Well,
days.
There a difference on the when I'm saying the pulling part of it is during the week, at least in football, you're playing a position.
Yep.
And you have a bad game or whatever, they pull you and bring someone else in if you're not doing it.
Right.
But during that week, you're battling again for that position.
But what you're not, that's fine. Yeah. That's a coach's decision. I'm talking about your own decision where you feel like, I'm not in it today. I'm just going to walk away from the team.
Right.
And now,
or
to me,
the, steps.
The dangerous thing is using mental health, which is very serious. Using mental health as the excuse of when you're not feeling it. It's not mental health. Everybody has a bad pressure day. Everybody has a miserable pressure day. Everybody. It doesn't mean you're mentally unstable. But now it becomes that thing you can't argue back and say, it's not a mental health problem. You just had a really bad day and you weren't willing to face it. You were off. Something's
wrong. Had a bad day.
It doesn't mean you have a disease. It doesn't mean you have mental health issues. She was having a rough Olympics. Well, now, whether it's mental or not, she was having a rough Olympics. So maybe in her case.
She wasn't. She just started.
She did not. Last week, she had a bad day, a terrible day. By her own admission, the worst. Teammates said, I've never seen her do this. That's the worst she's ever been. She did a jump yesterday, and right before she quit, and her teammates said, we don't know who that is. She was having a bad Olympics, period, by her standard, period. She had competed in everything already.
Once. And just like anything else on that high of level.
I think that oversimplifies it.
No, it doesn't. The pressure to be the greatest.
I think it oversimplifies it because she was having problems with vertigo, and there's a couple of stories out like this.
Sure, and I'm not saying she wasn't.
Hold on. She couldn't have Adderall or whatever else to help her with her ADHD.
Fine.
I have a kid that's on ADHD meds, and I tell him all the time, learn how to be off of them.
Right. And well, so, there's some of that, but what I'm talking about
she had vertigo, and during doing a vaulting like that, she could end up paralyzed if she's not there.
I agree.
So I think there needs to be an outlet for her to say, all right.
Of course there is.
Bad Olympics or not, I'm out.
You walk away from the whole thing then. You don't sit back and go, I won't have vertigo when
that
it comes to my individual medals.
That I don't disagree with.
Why wouldn't you come out with
alternate.
And why not say, I've got vertigo. That's an actual, not mental, like I'm just not into it, I'm having stress. That's what she said. They're making the vertigo thing a new thing, and all of a sudden, her words, it's overwhelming. And yeah, I didn't know where I was. I don't know what's going on. I just don't think, like, if Michael Jordan walked off and said, hey, you know, he's having a game where he scored 8 points, like, what's wrong? I'm just not into it tonight. I've got mental health issues. You can't fight that. And
I never did that.
She may have it, but what I think is coming from this, and this is coming from somebody, I'm all over the idea of saying, look, if you're not okay, you're not okay. It's okay, get help. And walking away is just fine. But it also opens that door to say, well, okay, now you're an advocate for this. Michael Phelps had terrible anxiety. Horrible. He's an advocate for mental health all day long. But what he said was, in those moments when you're at that thing and the team's there, you can't just say that's it.
Yeah.
Shaun White had it.
Yeah. You can't just – everybody's got something. Yeah. Everybody's a little bit messed up. But my issue is that if it were any other sport where a guy said, oh, I just mentally am not home and I'm going to quit the biggest thing going – there's a seventh place person that worked their asses off.
Garrett Robbins.
There's tons of them.
Did that with the
But he
Raiders.
Did it. He did it in a.
He had a breakdown.
Preseason.
No.
Before the Super Bowl. That's true. That is true. Yeah. But he's not the superstar. He's not the face of the franchise. That guy had a true mental knockout. Couldn't go.
They couldn't find him.
But Stanley Wilson was a drug addict.
Yep.
As it turned out, and they tried to.
Gene Robinson.
My thoughts on it are: it becomes that thing where a guy starts having bad days, he can walk away and say, "I have mental illness, and I can't." I think it can be used as a crutch. And the dangerous thing to me is it takes mental health's very serious nature and turns it into having a bad day. Well, and then everybody's going to have this thing with. I've already thought we've done that for years with kids, especially kids a little overactive, whatever. Oh God, it's not just an active kid; it's a disease. And I think we've
overprescribed.
We've completely overanalyzed.
I go through that with Chris.
Absolutely gone.
You want to label it with something,
right? We've gone to a point where we diagnose it immediately rather than just say, okay, it's just a thing we can try to work through. And trust me, I'm a guy who's, you know, when you find out the depression thing starts kicking your ass, it kicks your ass. And panic attacks are no fun. Anybody who's ever had one, a real one, I didn't know what they were until I had a real one. I've had anxiety attacks. You have a real panic attack, it is horrifying. So I understand it. But the dangerous thing to me is I'm watching someone who's just having a really bad time. The stress got to her and she walked away.
Going
and
into
in sports,
the whole thing.
In sports, everybody feels that same pressure.
I don't know. To take your point a little bit further, for her to say, for her to recognize and get out of the team thing and then say, let me see if I can regroup and come back in the individuals, is a little bit of a Walt Frazier type thing where it's like, look, I had that bad day. I wasn't right. Now I'm trying to come back and be right. And if she makes a gold in the individuals, then
you walked
that's
away
her
from, you walked
overcoming.
Away from your team.
No, but that's her overcoming.
You walked
that's
away
the story
from your team
that'll
for
be
an individual.
Saying. That'll be everybody's thing. But she did. Yeah. I think she did the team a favor by walking away.
Probably.
She said. She even says that.
Yeah. She probably
she goes,
did.
I could have pulled the team down. They got a silver medal. That's not saying I was in there. We'd get a gold. In fact, it could have gone the other way.
But that's part of being on a team.
She took a picture with them with their.
She hung out there. She was fine.
And she said, look, I, you know.
But to me, part of being the team performer is that everybody stands by you when you have a bad day, too. You know, they went there arm in arm saying, we're linked up. This is us. And then, you know, if Tom Brady just walked away and said he just don't feel like Jay Cutler is still legendary for being the guy who just didn't care enough to win. And Bears fans hate him for
it.
And whether or not that was a mental thing or not, you tear these.
It just looked that
way. You tear these athletes up when they mentally stop. You everybody knows you're mentally pressured more than we could even imagine.
Look at during the playoffs with the Suns. Devin Booker had a bad game.
Yep.
And he didn't pull himself out.
You want a guy who goes out and says, "I don't care how bad it's been. I'm going out. I'm going to forget the last few seconds."
Yeah,
that's mental strength. But that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in sports, we praise the guys who are so mentally strong, no matter what's going on in their lives, that they step out on there and they just clear the mechanism, as to say, and they play the game. And you're like, that is an unbelievable. Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time for one reason. He was a mental basket case, by the way, too.
Like, sure.
Nothing about his life is normal and anything else. But when he got on that thing, you could not mentally rattle him. Part of sports is getting into the head of the other guy. Dennis Rodman had an entire career of breaking people down mentally so they couldn't even play. Gary Payton was not only that, then he'd steal the ball from you every time. He was the best defender in basketball. So I think the dangerous side of this is that it becomes this thing where somebody great starts having tough days. And they just go, I don't want to play today.
Like Bron pulling himself out of the game.
Bron pulling himself out. So one thing I was going to bring up is at the end of the game when it
and
wasn't.
And you think.
They've established that season with managed minutes and all that.
Think of this, though. And just because the tide's turned, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Bron, to people who don't like him, is remembered for quitting on his team when they were getting beat. Mm-hmm. And here in L.A. this year, when they were getting beat, and there's a minute and 20 seconds left, and it's a 13-point game, and Bron's walking up the court. It's done. When they got blasted and he sat at the end of the bench, didn't even participate in the timeouts, everybody's saying, who notices that, how come we don't call him out? We would do it for anyone else. And all he had to say is mental health. And they're like, ooh, hands off. Because it can't be debated that when somebody throws that card, and I think that's the dangerous thing. It's not saying Simone Biles is faking. I'm saying that now it leads to that whole thing of like a guy has a rough day, he can quit the game and walk away.
I don't know. I think in
just
the
like
case
sexual
of the Olympics,
addiction, they use that when they're breaking down.
Absolutely,
I wasn't mentally straight.
Sex addicts. Yeah. It's a very interesting thing.
That's a real thing. I mean,
It is, but it was a trend for a while.
I agree, it's also being a crutch to
get yourself out of a pickle.
Total. Yeah.
You usually are a sex addict after.
Well, in criminal charges, like Tiger and all that.
And you have
that,
to start saying, like, oh, the reason
I do anxiety, man.
That's me.
Yeah.
I made it up and I got a C. I did have test anxiety, but the reason I was anxious on a test is because I didn't know it all.
I do think
normally
it's different.
I wasn't prepared.
When you're dealing with the Olympics and you've got gymnastics, diving, things that are dangerous. If you go out there and you perform and you're not in your head, and you miss a flip.
But my point is, if it's football, if it's basketball, if it's baseball, and it's the championship.
Well, let's be honest, basketball's
not that
dangerous.
If it's the championship at all.
Yeah.
Somebody does this, it is, and I'm not saying it's a man-woman thing.
It's going to happen.
But it is
a man-woman thing as well.
Completely a man-woman thing. But if it happens,
the men are expected to push through and the women aren't.
In a Super Bowl. Prior to the words mental health being thrown out, and some guy just says, I couldn't do it. Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, everybody would have, and the entire nation would have just come down on that mental midget for not being big enough for the moment.
What if it's like Ricky Williams, who has a history of trying to battle with his mental demons?
He's anxious.
And then,
he was diagnosed with social anxiety.
Right, no, I get that. Maybe it's a bad example, but say he was better than what he is and his team makes the Super Bowl. Right. He's got 8 seasons of battling mental issues, and right before the Super Bowl, he says, it's got to me. I'm out.
I think one day it will. You got to push through. I agree.
I agree with that. If you're in there and you know this, me and 1,000 other people I talk to on email, you've got it. You know some triggers. You know some stuff that's going to wake you and make you feel like, uh-oh, today's a day that's just going to be messy. And you try to work through that. If I know, and now
sometimes.
I do, because prior, well, now I do, but before I didn't. And my deal was hiding it. Like hiding the anxiety. And
we bounced one of your triggers, too.
That's true. But it wasn't people. It's a feeling. It's a weird thing. And what you do is you feel wrong. You feel off. You feel over. The biggest thing about anxiety is you feel over responsible for things that aren't in your control.
Right. And I remember seeing that from you last year.
It's crazy. And then, you know, add in some chronic pain and you start getting depressed and you start having these. And depression is not this guy sitting in a dark room miserable.
Oh, depression is,
a game that your brain plays with you. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. But you know it. So if in your example of Ricky Williams, had I known I've got social anxiety for 8 years, which I've known, and then the general anxiety, because now that I know some things that are going to make me feel that way. If I join up with you guys and I promise you three, hey, this is a go. This is something, and without me, this thing's going to stop.
Yeah.
So I know I have that responsibility to go with that. If I know, and then all of a sudden I'm like, guys, sorry, I'm walking away. Nick Saban couldn't take the pressure of the NFL and walked away. And is basically a criminal to the NFL. Went in and stole money and walked away when the heat in the kitchen got a little too much.
And got his college contract paid out.
Yeah, and it used to be called, oh, got too hot in the kitchen. And that's essentially in sports what it is. But you can't, I'm not saying Simone Biles is wrong. She can walk away all day long. But the truth of the matter is she can't be considered the greatest of all time because part of being the greatest of all time is being mentally stronger than everything affecting you. And everybody's got something. Now, this is too much for her. That's great. She might still be physically the greatest gymnast ever.
Here's one thing
but
I would tell her on that side of it. It's like, to any athlete, being okay, if you want to be the greatest of all time and you don't get that, but you've done some stuff in that sport that will never be topped or won't be topped for a long time.
Yeah, and you know what nobody's talking
that's
about?
As good as anything else. Because could there be a guy that comes along and gets more championships or do more than Tom Brady has ever accomplished in numbers. Absolutely.
Look, there's been plenty of people. And Joe Cubello brings up a good point. He says, what if she stayed
in we have enough time and the world's not going to last that long, but it could happen.
It might. So, yeah, there'd have to be another 5 to 7 billion years. Joe says, what if she tanked it hard and cost them the medal? She'd be getting flamed even more. That's the risk you take in sports.
Yeah.
And especially the risk you take when you sew the goat on your own uniform. When you say, I am the greatest of all time, you run the risk of tanking because your expectations by your own standard just went up a ton. Just went up a ton. And when you go out and say, I'm the GOAT, I'm the greatest ever, you deserve that moment to say, team, I'm tanking.
I agree.
And I might drag us down today, but I want to, you know, I got to thank you for standing by me. Nobody's talking about something else, which those other girls and the one that stepped in for kicked ass under extraordinary amounts of pressure because their queen died. And they went out and got a silver medal, and nobody's saying through their adversity, imagine the pressure you just put on them. Hey, by the way, kid from Gilbert, roll in there. You weren't even supposed to go. Now you're in, and you're taking the place of the best of all time. You want to talk about pressure? You want to talk about somebody that goes, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
She withstood a buttload of pressure, went out there, and those four got a silver medal against all odds. Michael Jordan couldn't do that.
Nope.
Even when he retired, the Bulls couldn't win a championship. You pull LeBron off any of those teams, they're not going anywhere. That's amazing. That is flat amazing, what the rest of them did. And I'm not, you know, trying to say, I'm not bashing Simone Biles. I'm just saying in sports, you are a team. If she tanks it, that's part of being... part of the day. You
a
go
team
out and
understands that,
you can
too.
Be the GOAT one way or you can be the GOAT the other.
Because
the GOAT is the greatest of all time. It's also the guy who screwed it up for everybody.
So we're really talking about mitigating PR because Kawhi's done that. LeBron's done that.
Walked away, but not quit.
Well, what happens is that you have those players.
No, Kawhi kind of quit.
Yeah.
Last year in the bubble, he quit. Paul George quit. He had mental issues in the bubble
last
year.
Paul George had mental issues and he got a little heat for it. But at least he quit it wasn't like in the center of the championship. I'm talking
but
about.
But you could say
look,
the same argument.
Paul George
can't
didn't
you?
Also sew the goat on his jersey.
I can't argue that.
I think once you start doing that stuff,
if you take up that mantle,
slings and
arrows,
people
are laying the goat on you, and you're not comfortable with it. That's a different deal.
And you say so. Like I think the girl from the tennis thing handled it beautifully.
She went
and pulled herself out of the tournament, saying, "I cannot take this anymore. The pressure you guys are putting." She flat out said it, and I'm just going to pull out of the whole thing.
She lost in the Olympics,
and
too.
She's got it. It's not. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm saying in sports, it's been completely unfair that everybody in that situation, everyone feels that pressure. Everyone. And if every time you use mental health as a reason why your performance wasn't up to snuff, almost all of them would walk away. If you're like, oh, it's mental health. I'm not mental. Of course, you got that part of being the greatest of all time is overcoming your mental we say it all the time, golfing. I got to get. I'm having a
you
rough
gotta
day.
Get through it.
I got to get through this. I'm mentally breaking down. The game is beating me, and you have to reset. And it can make you anxious. It can make you crazy.
And except
you
if it's not going to come around in that round, it just wasn't your day.
Exactly. And I'm not. Look, I want her to be fine and better, and I hope she finds that way. But I'm saying if this is football. And the greatest of all, I'm not talking about Barrett Robbins, and I'm not talking about Stanley Wilson. I'm talking about Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. All of a sudden, throw two picks in the first two passes and go to their coach and go, I'm just not here mentally. How many games
have you seen Brady start out where they're like, oh, he's – how many seasons did it start off in the midway? I think he's done.
Anybody's going to say, you know what, Tommy, have a seat and get it together. We'll get this Super Bowl without you.
But then in those cases, isn't it on the coach – because the coach, there are many legendary stories of coaches pulling players, too.
Nobody's pulling Tom Brady.
I totally get it, but not now.
But you're talking about players. You've got to focus on what I'm saying.
I know.
The greatest of all time, the best of all time, cannot have a moment where they just said, I'm just not here today. You can't be in that category. You can still be an amazing athlete,
and but
you can't
be the best.
That's
an American cultural thing. Maybe. There are other countries that don't put that kind of undue pressure.
China makes you apologize for a silver.
I said others, not every country.
Yeah. But I'm just making the point that look, Simone is an amazing athlete, no doubt. But if pressure is the problem, my fear
you
is
you just
that,
can't have the bad day
right
on Super Bowl. You know, you've got other games where you can have a bad day. But you know what? A lot of times it works out. The biggest thing is saying, well, don't pull yourself. Just get out there. Get out there. Work it out.
Yeah, you have to get through this.
Yeah.
And we're going to get you some help after. And I don't want you to get hurt. And if
you
you're
have
not
all
feeling
the ability, that's why that's why all these athletes have these sports psychologists. Because
the pressure is ridiculous.
Yep.
But
they
you know
walk
that.
Them through it. You have the ability. Yeah. It's in
but
you.
If you were the GOAT, you could work through that.
That's part of being the GOAT.
When you name yourself the GOAT, you're not. I'm sorry.
But she didn't. But she embraced it.
But if she's sewing it on her own uniform or whatever it is,
it's a leotard.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah. But
I just think it got too easy yesterday because everybody's so afraid to have a real conversation about that. And it bothers me because it's new to me.
Right.
It's brand new to me. I'm a year into this whole having somebody look me in the eyes and saying you're clinically depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like what? And like this is you're like right down the line. And prior to that, I knew I had social anxiety, but this general anxiety thing, the panic attacks, you know, a lot of it based on my own decisions I've made in life that brought me here. Again, I always use the quote from No Country for Old Men. If this is the road, if the road you traveled brought you here, then what use was the road?
Right.
If this is the road you traveled,
great point.
Get off the goddamn road. And essentially, it's like you stay on this road, you're going to stay in this thing. And it bothers me, and it is new. It's fresh. It's a fresh nerve to me to watch somebody say, oh, it's a mental health issue. I can't go on. Because what I see that now becoming is a crutch for every bad performance, and it negates mental health. To me, it negates the need for people to say, if it starts becoming every time you have a bad day, it's because you're just mental. Yeah, that's true. But most of the time when you have a bad day, it's because you're mentally not home. And that's everybody.
And you can go through, some of these people will go through, in baseball, your hitting streak, or you're just, you're not hitting for a month.
Baseball has more mental breakdowns, because the whole point of the game of baseball is 162 games of grind it out. And it beats you down. But you sign up for that. And you may know you have mental health issues. And deep down, I knew I was like, nothing wasn't going, and my head wasn't right. So you get into that stuff and you start finding, oh, okay, this general anxiety thing's a real deal. It's starting to mess with things. It's starting to mess with me, like relationships and friends and a lot. But I don't want it to become the race car.
There's one big driving thing, though, on it. You don't give up.
You can't.
That's the biggest key to it.
Yep. It's like I can't just stop what I'm doing and just hope this goes away or have some. You're absolutely right. Like the best thing I did was come into this room. When I started to feel weird about the life,
that's been
going on for about 4 years, maybe longer. But
we all have it. I mean,
everybody's got it, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that they start turning the real stuff into Brady's mental health got him today. It's not to be played with that way, and I feel like Simone Biles again. I don't know. maybe going through like the worst mental health stretch anyone's ever gone through. I'm not devaluing it. I'm saying I'm seeing the light in the future to say as much patting on the back as we're doing for her walking away from this entire situation. That anytime somebody goes, oh, if the pressure gets too, if it gets too hot in this kitchen, I have an out, and that's using it. And I know I talk to friends, my black friends who hate the race card, hate it. They're like, it negates everything we've ever worked for, ever. Because it's somebody going in a little Jesse Smollett and those things, like when it's like, it's because I'm black, it's because of this, and it's like you just stepped us back with the people that we're trying to fight against forever because you're going to use it for everything. It can't be used for everything. And like what Brett said, I agree. If you're the GOAT, if you're in the category of the greatest of all time, part of that is overcoming all of it. Yeah. And frankly, she didn't. She's still an amazing athlete. I'm not taking anything away. She may be going through a horrible thing.
And she may be the GOAT, but this hurts
your legacy.
Exactly. Just like LeBron. He's always walking around saying he's the greatest.
Yep. As a human being.
Jordan didn't do that.
As a human being, she's a human being. We're all human. It's okay to not be okay. But as an athlete, your legacy is important, and this is now part of her legacy. And maybe she can turn it into like, Miller, my legacy is now becoming making sure that every athlete that goes through this, and there are tons of them. The fear I have also is that this has been going on for, 100,000 years these Olympics have been going on. She's kind of the first one to just walk away.
Not yet.
What?
I mean, she still has, we still have.
Oh, she walked away, Brady. It's already done. That's died.
From her team, yeah.
That's died. That's done. She can do some more stuff later. But then it starts looking like, well, how bad is it? He's going to pick and choose your days?
Michael Phelps got, 10 gold medals? He walks away from one race. You're going to say, well, he walked away.
Especially if it's a 4x4 100-meter team medley. At the last second, guys, I was in the pool. Yeah. I'm just
got a cramp.
I'm not going to do it. It's mental health.
Toledo.
Like, oh, he's going through an anxiety thing.
And even, on that, the one year that Phelps was in it, one or two, I think one of his legs on the 4x100 it might have been, wasn't the greatest. The guy at the end just had a world record breaking 100 that got him that gold medal.
Well, and that's what teams
team,
do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody did their part. One guy had the best. So one of the four is going to be the best one.
Yep.
It's just inevitable.
Well, Toledo brought this up earlier. I kind of agree with you saying, if this was a dude that bounced out, it's hell to pay. There wouldn't be any pats on the back.
It's
good for you. It's definitely different for women. It's not even me being misogynistic.
It's not even you being you.
Right. Yeah.
And they've been trying to get out of that forever. But I see.
It's impossible to attack her.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yep. I don't want to attack her.
And I don't want to either.
But if this was a different situation.
If this was a dude.
And it was a guy. And he walked out there and said he just couldn't keep. He just, the pressure got to him.
The shame.
That's part of the sport.
Yeah.
And if you walk away saying, I've got mental stuff going on and the pressure got to me, I had to walk away from the World Series, Game 7. Randy Johnson goes, I can't do it.
Had his breaks.
They always say that. I want the guy to want the ball no matter what's going on. Devin Booker sat on that bench and said, I want it in that game so bad.
No matter what.
I don't care how bad. I'm 1-for-35. I'm going to hit that 36th shot and we're going to win the game. I want a guy who wants the ball at the end.
Yeah.
I want a guy who
even
wants to be out there.
Even if he misses it at the end.
Even if he knows. Terrell Owens' greatest game, and he had mental disorders, lots of them, was the 5 drops, and then he makes the greatest catch at the end of the game because he didn't stop. He didn't quit. And you talk about a guy with mental health problems.
And they also don't stop getting him the ball. Halfback fumbles a couple of times.
I fear, and it hasn't yet, that it's going to become the calling card for everybody who has a Rick Ankiel day.
Yeah.
You have a bad day, and now it's okay to walk away from rough performances if your standard's high. It's not going to happen to campaign for the Suns. He goes out and goes 1-for-10, nobody cares. And he can walk away from the team, and it doesn't matter. Chris Paul, everybody was all over him. What's wrong with this guy? He's a mental
Something's
idiot. The game's too big for him. We watched DeAndre Ayton. I said it out loud. Game 7, the lights, the stage, the atmosphere overwhelmed him. Too big for him. He mentally didn't have enough to overcome what was going on out there. Did he come out? He played the whole game. He took his lumps. Sometimes when you're out there throwing ball after ball on a pitcher's mound, the coach is like, you're eating this. You have to learn how to fight out of these problems. That's something. Adversity is the only way that can teach you success. It's the only way to be successful is to have those moments where you're like, I don't have it. I got to figure out a way to get it. because I'm going to embarrass myself up here, and you can't just sit and...
So it comes down to whoever, you know, a lot, then who is working with Simone during this, you know, during these times and saying,
well, hopefully she's got a team in place that can make her... As a human being, I want her to be nothing but well. In the world of sports, and we as guys know, we do this all the time. This guy's an idiot. He's a mental moron. He can't keep the ball in his hands. Fumbles all the time. He's got butterfingers.
Every Sunday for 6 months,
and
we do that.
How many athletes in there? You got to be mentally strong. Yeah, everybody. Boxers. I mean, every boxer that you've ever met. Mike Tyson was a mental health nightmare. He has one fight against Buster Douglas. Did anybody say his mental? He didn't quit. But Roberto Duran did. He's remembered for it forever.
If you talk to Mike, that was his way of trying to quit, though. He was trying to be disqualified by biting Evander.
Well, Evander's here. I'm talking about the fight with Buster Douglas, where he went out there with everything, all the pressure of the world on him, and he hated it, and it destroyed him.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe he should have walked away, but when you get in the ring, you've made your choice.
And a lot of people on text are getting fired up because, like, and it took me a while to kind of get along with what you're trying to say on an abstract sense.
Yeah.
Like this gal says, lastly, Simone owes no one anything, least of all you. She's already done so much. She's not more of a hero because she suffers in silence.
If being called the GOAT is the biggest thing to
I'm not talking
that bothers
about,
you.
But this is why people can't have conversations about mental health is because they automatically go, no, it's over. The conversation's over. She's got it. Right. She can do whatever she wants.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to say.
I totally agree.
I came around to your way of thinking because she also says, Homer keeps talking about the potential about negating real issues. Maybe let's believe her and know it is real, and let's support her. She has a sports therapist and still felt this way. It's probably real. You never said it wasn't real.
I believe it is very real.
You're saying about this situation happening every day for
I'm
the
asking
last 50
the question.
Years of
Don't call me a bad person for saying this might not be the greatest of all time.
Exactly. I'm saying that you have to have all
there
the boxes
That's
ticked
it.
Yeah.
to say you're the best ever. And I'm saying legacy, her legacy can be greater now, you know, for being, a person who says, look what happened to me. Rick Ankiel came back.
As an outfielder.
Think of that. People who don't know the Rick Ankiel story, was this high prospect for the Cardinals that could throw lightning. Seven
Great
pitchers, you couldn't touch him. He was unreal. In the highest platform of baseball, in the playoffs. He starts whipping the ball all over. It was the World Series, wasn't it? Where he just started throwing the ball into the backstop?
I think it was
7-8 feet behind the batter.
It was 12 pitches in a row.
Like
it was
my first pitch.
It was like that. And you're watching this thing, and you're like, he's mentally breaking down. And he did it again the next year. Then he couldn't figure it out. Then he turned to drinking and everything else. He needed help.
Yep.
But nobody helped him. And he fought back and became one of the better hitters. And an outfielder because the guy was so incredibly talented. Well, he had an opportunity to be the greatest of all time. He was Ohtani before Ohtani.
Yeah.
Well, on the Olympic scale of it, and you're talking about the pressures and stuff, I mean, imagine Jesse Owens back in the day in Germany.
Hitler's games.
Yeah.
There's been bigger moments than the empty stadium games of Tokyo.
I read one thing to Brett yesterday about Jim Thorpe running in the Olympics the morning before his shoes were stolen. And he
ran barefoot, didn't he?
He ran with two different shoes.
He borrowed shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy says, Toledo's the new Eric, fire him. Now look, we all have dissenting opinions. You can try. We can be adults and disagree, and that's what I want. I want that. I want the discussion to be, hey, you don't agree with me, let's talk about it.
Maybe there's something in it.
I don't want to sit
because we need to get to the vagaries of it all.
There's nuance. There's nuance to everything. But I'm saying in a sports world, we cannot. Well, maybe we can. Maybe that's the new way. That we can no longer go the old way, which was, it's just a bad... Bad days will be mental health days, and I fear it's going to be used as a crutch.
And that's an important distinction because... You bring in the military, and we've got a lot of military commenters on text like this guy.
Oh,
he says,
come on.
John, I understand the stigmatizing. I have PTSD from 6 years of actual in-country war, bouncing between Iraq, Afghanistan, and North Africa. Literally blown up. Multiple other moments of sheer CPAs and terror. My last tour, I had a massive anxiety attack.
Yeah.
And had to be evacuated out of Somalia 5 years ago because of it. Got out of the military and got a civilian job. Now at work, I see people, and this is where your point comes in, I see people using car crashes and other regular life BS reasons for medical mental health time off. F you, live my life.
Well, and that's in the scene. That's where you get into the Viktor Frankl book.
Right, right. Yeah.
Where it's like, look, your worst scenario is not better or worse than someone else.
Worst scenario.
My miserable,
could be an anthill to you, but it's a mountain for another person.
My miserable hangnail it might be my good fortune, might be the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
So that's how my brain perceives that. So that's the book.
And that's where it gets into, you know, coming back full circle as far as the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, on my side of it is like, you know, the people that get passionate about Michael Jordan being the greatest of all time, anyone else in that realm, like if LeBron comes in the picture, they get so fired up about it. It's like,
you know,
that's your guy.
Yeah.
I mean, so another person could have a guy that doesn't even have, you know.
A little trench warfare with loyalty. But, yeah, I mean, J. Todd Himes says you just don't quit on your team. Everybody should be required. It changed my whole thinking of the Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning book. And I know that sounds crazy that it's Oprah's book club. This thing is amazing because he basically comes up with it. He was concentration camp, said he was a doctor and got taken into a camp and basically said, this is my new reality. And I have to grasp that the only thing they can't take from me is how I react to this. The only thing that cannot be stolen from me is how I choose to react. And it does come down to that. And the military guy, he's 100% right when he starts comping, like, you know what I've been through, you pussy? But that pussy has not been through what you've been through. So this is the worst day of their life. They don't know the severity of your thing. They only know their own. And that's where people lose it with mental health. I do agree. And if I'm not going to speak for that guy, but he's gone through so much stuff that he's got to think to himself. PTSD is also you got T-boned and walked away. Yeah, you're going to have it for a little bit, but
same effect.
Yeah, I mean, you're afraid to drive, but I mean, if you're in his mind, you're like, really? I was blown up.
Yeah.
I've watched guys die.
Yep.
And so in his brain, your accident's nothing, but that's when you start losing the flavor of it all. It's the comparison.
That's what's happening with Simone Biles.
In a way. But again, in sports, it's always been you overcome. She's not the first person to have an anxiety attack in a massive moment.
But a person that maybe has had that, and all of a sudden, what if that was going on that day? You're not going to perform. Battling an anxiety attack.
Well, you get an anxiety attack.
Sometimes you need to get out
it.
There, but I'm not saying that's what she had.
If she had a panic attack.
But if all of a sudden she was in that much of a funk that day and said, my thought is I'm going to pull my team down more than anything. That's why I'm stepping away.
That's great.
But it'll never be seen that way.
No.
It'll always, obviously we've seen it. This is a selfish move.
That's what some people say. Yeah. I don't think it's selfish as much as it is. You're the greatest of all time by your own words. You take your bad day.
And a goat does not do that.
You have your panic attack, and they're miserable. Had three in the last year and a half, and they are debilitating.
Yeah.
But if I'm sitting in this room and I start having one, I'm getting through it. And I know I am. And I'm going to have to make that. And at the end of the day, you guys are going to carry me out of here, and we're going to figure something out. But, I mean, there's a certain – and that's just this stupid fart show.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like there's an obligation to get it through. And you know, maybe if it's too debilitating, you'll see that. Yeah. You'll watch me cower on the floor in the fetal position and be like, this is a breakdown. It's not me just going, something's not right, something's not right. You have to power – to be what she says she is. Yeah. Those moments where maybe I will drag my team down, but I'm, you know, LeBron might have said, I don't feel it today. I might drag my team down. Team's like, we'll take our chances.
We'll take half a LeBron.
We'll take a 30% LeBron over, Shumpert.
And our military guy texts back and he says, that being said, all of my experience, the stress used to feed me, is where maybe you can relate. The adrenaline makes you feel like a super soldier.
Yeah.
Then one day it was
stops.
Gone.
It's drugged.
And it broke me.
Yeah. And everybody's
and
got that.
I can't.
Military
I
guys
can't, relate
can't
to.
Have.
There is no way
in the middle of a mess.
Yeah, you can't just take time off.
You can't go, guys. I got to walk away.
Yep.
It just doesn't feel. I'm missing my shots. I just don't feel it. You just don't. And there are times
get back
like
in that,
that
tower.
And get it together, man.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a generational type thing too?
I do because
10-15 years ago, you never heard of this.
No.
And maybe that you would ignore it.
Yeah. And that's another thing.
It's possible.
I think it's an evolution. I think it's always been there, but I think we're addressing it now. And I think what John's point is that the fact that we're addressing it gives people who haven't had the experiences like this like any sports or even the military guys like that, I think it gives them an excuse to go, ooh, this is tough.
I just didn't, you know, what my biggest problem with this whole thing is I didn't like how it immediately just got pushed to the corner. Like, this is great. Everybody, pat her on the back. And I agree, pat her on the back for making the decision to say, I got to take care of me first. But that's what it is. And nobody ever, and the one guy on ESPN that said, if this was a dude that pulled this, if this was a guy who just at the, you know, during the event said, I'm done, you guys take over. They'd be like, what are you doing? Like, we're here with you. Like, you're leading us. You're the one that got us to this, like, level. You're walking away? And that's, I mean, teammates would
say
that.
You rolled your ankle just a little bit. You're not getting back. And, you know, when you get into working into stuff like that, or you just don't physically feel well.
96 Olympics had a broken leg.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's the equivalent, but I'm... Talk about mental stress. Like, she went up there to say, my leg might just snap off, but this is my best event, and I owe it to this group. And, you know, Bella Carr and all those other girls that were on that gymnastics team, you want to get into the heart of that world with the pressure they were under, plus they're being molested the entire... Yeah.
I'm thankful Joe Dromaine had a concussion in the 97 Rose Bowl. And the guy played out of his mind.
He played out of his head. I'm just... My fear is it gets used now as an excuse for a bad day. And I'm not saying Simone did that. But I'm saying that there is that activity now where a guy goes out and gets the yips.
And that's kind of what I was saying with the generational thing.
It could be a generational. And you know what? I see both sides of that. I also
see
it's
the personal
side,
day well, kicking in.
And people hate those. Like, I'm just going to take a mental wellness.
Mental health day.
Yeah. I'm a little old school when it comes to that. When it comes to work and that kind of thing. You know, you can have off days. You can do whatever. But you know what? You show up to your job. You know, everybody says, oh, it's business.
The toughest part is,
don't make it personal.
Like you said, on our stuff, it's like you show up to the job. A lot of times when you feel you don't have a choice necessarily, I have to.
That's why it's called work.
Yep.
You know, it wouldn't be, they'd call it fun otherwise. It's definitely something that I'll have my eyes open. And maybe it is just because I got a little raw nerve on it. Maybe it is a little raw nerve to me. I'm just not going to embrace it the very second anybody's... Because what I was witnessing was Simone Biles having a rough Olympics. Now, maybe it was a mental thing. But I want somebody who's the greatest of all time to face that adversity, go out and go, I had a mental breakdown. And I went out and I did that. And I hurt my team. And I brought it down. But I had to go out there because everyone's counting on you. And that, to me, becomes the problem. Is that you can quit on your team based on the idea that I don't see everybody having mental health issues to the point where they have to just stop doing everything. Otherwise, we'd all quit. It becomes that thing, I just don't feel like it's, I'm not showing up. And I just don't see that as a healthy... I don't see that as a healthy conversation towards the entire mental health world of saying, anytime you're not feeling it, walk away.
If you watched it... Like, I saw it, I think it was on Sunday when they were doing the team competition.
The preliminary stuff.
Yeah, and when I watched, like, three or four of the events that she did and the other ones and her other teammates, and also I'm like, oh, wow.
Something's wrong.
Really, yeah, something's wrong here. But her scores were the highest.
Because the stuff she was trying was ridiculous.
Difficulty, it all factored in there. So she was the highest... scoring person on that team and in the competition to that point. So it's interesting that she still got to a certain point. Like, I'm still going to, I got to take a day off.
David Vasquez says she has the best excuse ever because she's a woman. She should have just said she's having a what the gush moment and didn't feel like painting the ceiling red doing flips. Well, that's the problem with gymnastics. You don't have your period till you quit. So she can't even have what the gush moments probably. Now, one lady had a baby though. She was like 46. But I'm just, look. I'm not trying to negate. People will hear it however they want.
Right.
I'm not trying to say Simone Biles is garbage and she quit.
It comes down to the GOAT discussion.
It comes down to the discussion of you're the best ever. And in order to be considered that, that's one of the things you have to kind of overcome. There's been other GOATs who have had the weight of the world laying on them. I can't imagine what it was like to be Michael Jordan.
Ugh, brutal.
And maybe he didn't have mental stuff, but the pressure was there. And the pressure's on every one of those girls at the Olympics. Every one of them. Especially when Simone walked away. And you step up. And then you walk away and say, guys, the reason I couldn't perform well, I got my head's in a space that's just, I wasn't I wasn't a finely tuned athlete. You just can't do it.
And I think if she would have done that, she would have not only got the respect of her team, yeah. but also everybody around the world yeah. going, okay, all yeah. right, we get it. You know, yeah. it is
completely.
You tried.
Yeah.
You threw it out there.
I agree. Yeah. It's just to me, the discussion doesn't just start and end with, I've got it. Okay, don't question it. That's not a mental health discussion. Mike Tirico kept saying that yesterday. It's so good we're having this discussion. Well, we're not having a discussion. We're not at all having a discussion. We're having a one-sided, everybody get that, on this side and never question it.
That's
not
a
discussion.
That I can agree with.
And not question that she's got it. Question yeah. the legacy. What are we never going to question legacy of players anymore? Charles Barkley's legacy is he never won a championship. You know, maybe the stage was too big. Maybe mentally he couldn't overcome it. There's plenty of guys whose legacies are their meltdowns.
And we don't know, but he seems to be okay with it. I had a great career.
He's fine. But he's had to come to grips with it.
Yeah.
You know, that and who knows? But legacy is now going to be in question. And when you don't even allow the door to open to a conversation of like, yes, is she great? She's amazing. But she did have, you know, she did that one thing in the Olympics where she walked away. Meltdowns are huge. They've been in sports forever. And I kind of admire the guys that got through by doing the event, saying, I melted down. The world melted down around me. Mike Tyson's a perfect example of that. He was melting down right in front of us. Britney Spears is doing it. Nobody wants to have a discussion about mental health. It's just, oh, he said mental health. Okay, then it's fixed. Then we've already had that talk. We haven't. Sorry, get off on these topics. But yeah, I'm wondering where sports goes from here. Because if Rick Ankiel's alive in 2021 and starts going out there and pulls himself out of the game and says, I have mental health disorder. It's like, that was a World Series, man. Yep. Okay. Well, you're going to be remembered for this. He's remembered for it. He drove him to drink it. So maybe the discussion of it's good. Maybe that people can walk away is better. But it changes sports completely. It completely changes what you watch. Because if at any time somebody's feeling a little off, they can walk away and say, mental health day.
Look at you're the best player Barry Sanders. When he decided to do that. There's other, you know, factors.
That was his dad, though.
I know.
His dad put the mental pressure on him. His dad was more pressure than the world. And basically tell him you'll never be Walter Payton. Don't even try for that record. It's pointless to whisper you two in the same breath. And Barry walked away after 9 years. Like, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Yep.
Calvin Johnson couldn't be a Detroit Lion anymore because he was in Detroit. Detroit was too much pressure. Well, I could see that.
But he didn't call himself the GOAT.
Right.
And he didn't try to make a comeback the next day. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm out of here, or next season. Yeah. I'm coming back next season.
I just think a real conversation has every side represented. And Toledo, you know, breaking in with his socialist nonsense was necessary to the
country. Gotta have it.
Yeah, I play my role.
No, it's
take that, Leah.
Yeah.
Your boy's at it again.
I think what Brett said is probably true. It's like I would have admired her more. Maybe Brady said it. I would have admired her more if she'd have gone out and failed.
Well, and you have respect from everybody.
I think I went out and failed, and I hate that I drugged my team down, but I had to put it out on
and
the floor.
It lit up, and it was, you know, if you just said it just wasn't my day. Yeah.
And I had panic attacks, and I'm overwhelmed, and it got to me, and maybe I should have.
You don't even have to go into that.
I think she gets blamed either way.
A bad day. I let my team down.
Plenty of guys have done that.
And I think she might,
and you will have
and
it down.
We attack them. That's the thing that I'm like, we have brutalized, dude, week to week in the NFL. A guy, he's a hero one week and the other goat the next. Week to week, you destroy players. I mean, there are television shows built to destroy these people. And that's the hypocrisy that I'm going to hate today, is those TV shows on ESPN that are going to play that, well, you know, of course, the pressure's too much. And
All they do is
pick apart. Skip Bayless ruins people's. Yeah. It just picks them apart. And we love it.
Going back to Brady again, but it was a Super Bowl against, was it the Giants? Where it was the halfback pass to Brady, and he just dropped wide open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hilarious. Man, everybody loved it because he's built that, I'm the best
and
of
you
all
don't
time.
You don't think he felt he let his team down, or that would have changed the game?
The Philly special, and then they ran it against him later and beat him with it?
Yep.
Pretty great. Yeah. It's just, I just want that door to open. It could be a wrong nerve for me, but watching that yesterday, I'm like, okay, good for her. I hope she's okay. And then watching everybody talk about it, you're like, seems like we're just kind of dismissing. This isn't a discussion.
Again, sports loves the drama.
They do. The soap opera
sold it hard yesterday.
Yeah. But I just don't want anybody to get attacked for actually trying to have the conversation and bring up the other side of saying, I just don't want this to be an excuse for everybody. Because that negates. It's what the WNBA is saying they're for women. And I think it's the least liberating for women thing ever. That's why I make fun of it. Mostly. It's because they pretend like it's some strong woman movement. But it's funded by the male league. It doesn't exist without it. It's like it's so demeaning to ladies that their league can't stand on its own.
The goat thing does not, it doesn't take it away from her.
What?
She's still the goat right now. Simone
right.
Biles.
Well, she's the greatest
gymnast
ever. Because
no one's done yet until someone else.
But.
Well, because of the evolution we've talked about, she'll be that from now on out because she quit. In a lot of people's minds, she'll be that person because she walked away.
Well, I'll have a bigger issue if next week she's out there going, I'm good now. And now I'm going to win gold medals for just me.
Okay, so to take about what you just said, if she goes out there and fails.
You step away from the whole Olympics.
But if she goes out there next week and fails, is that okay with you?
No, it's to me, that you walk away from this, you walk away from the whole thing.
And I'm the other way. If she goes out there and, I mean, if she needed the, because it was at 2 or 3 days, and she gets back out there, isn't that what you're looking for?
Then it's not mental health issues. It was a bad day.
Well, you can question it, but.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You had three days where you couldn't compete with your team, but you know, when it comes down to just being me, I need my stuff. I'll go back out there. Now she goes out there.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
And mucks it all up. But I think when you walk away, you walk away. I think if you're going to stand on the platform of I'm mentally not here, you can't just find that 2 days from now. You know what I mean? Then it does negate that whole thing. It's like, then you just had a bad day.
I don't know, but who sets that standard?
Well, it's not a standard that you're setting. It's the standard you set is when you say, I can't. It would be like Osaka from tennis going, I'm not going to compete in the first 3 or 4 rounds. Cause I'm just not mentally here, but I'll come back for the finals.
If the tennis were set up that way, I guess I could see that.
You step away from the tournament, you step away from the tournament. You say, I can't be here for you guys. I can't.
I look at it this way.
Give another person a chance.
A goat gets back in there, you know.
A goat doesn't do this in the first place. So I just think if you step away from this and then say in 2 or 3 days my mental health issues will be solved. So
again, I'll take the goat equation out of there. If you're a competitor, you'll get back in.
I think she lost that right. The person that the alternate should be the one that steps in at that point, or somebody else who's worked just as hard that didn't walk away.
So as the coach, basically, you say, no, you step away.
I don't think you're cured.
Yep.
And I'm not going to put you at risk. You were worried about paralysis Tuesday? And Friday, you're like, no, I want some medals. Sorry.
But then you're the coach and your best player comes to you. The Tom Brady or whatever.
If he walked away from me, he's sitting on the bench.
Yeah, okay. And then he comes back and says, I'm ready to go.
No, no, I'm not doing that.
And there's the fine line of
would you?
Whatever a coach. I don't know if Tom Brady comes to you. My best player says, I'm over it. I'm good to go.
I quit.
It's hard not to want to put him back
in. If my best player walks away from the team, I'm not putting him back out there with those. I'm going out with the guys who are riding and dying. Not the ones who are on a whim, just like, I can't do it right now.
But Brady would never do that.
He would never do that. But if he did, if he walked up to me and said, I'm not in it. I'm not in the Super Bowl. I don't feel it. I'm like, well, we're going to put somebody in there who is, and who maybe he'll look like an idiot, but he's going to. And then you come back to me like, I feel I'm good again.
Yeah.
Well, what was wrong with your second? I just mentally. Because I'm running the risk now that you're going to go out there and go, nah, I was wrong. It's still there. And, okay, well, what you're doing is making me look like a jackass. And I keep putting you back out there because you're who you're supposed to be, but right now you're just going on how you feel, and that's not fair to anybody in that huddle. If I'm the coach, I'm like, no, you walk away because you're mentally not here. You're mentally not here. You checked out, and I'm checking you out. I got to go with the guys who are here. Yeah, that's it.
So in a lot of ways, what you're saying is it's like the daredevil sports. We want to see
you're doing it upon principle.
And we want to see the breakdown. You want to see that happen live.
I don't want to see that.
You don't want them to walk away. You want them to have a win.
I don't want them to have a win.
Well,
like
what
Brady's thing was, I left because I don't feel it, but I can come back anytime I do.
Yeah.
During the game. If I'm a coach, I'm like, no. No. You're out. You go figure yourself out.
I'm freaking out right now.
Right. Oh, everybody is. It's the Super Bowl. Get it together.
All right, well,
yeah.
If you need to settle a couple days. I mean, look at what Giannis did. I mean, they would pull him early in the game.
Because he was hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Because he was so amped up to play.
Okay.
That's different.
But he got put. He went back.
Right.
He went back.
He didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
He pulled himself out because he couldn't breathe for a second.
Well,
it wasn't like, I quit. Guys, I quit. I'm out. I'm not.
No, I just
And then you come back from locker room and go, I'm just fooling around. I feel better now. I said, were you hurt? No. I just didn't feel like playing for a while. Mentally, I wasn't set up. Well, you get your ass together when the tip, you get it together when that whistle blows. And I know that's kind of harsh, but that's just the facts of the sports.
It is, and it's a little different. I mean, obviously, it's different with gymnastics. I mean, it's a, you know, again, I understand what you're basing upon principle.
I'm basically
look,
upon
you
if you
sold
walk
out
away,
on
walk
us,
away.
And right. And people are accusing her of selling out on her team.
I'm not saying she sold out. I'm saying when you walk away, you walk away. You don't come back for the individual. That's it. So there. I mean, that points.
And actually,
good talk, boys. Well done. Except Toledo. Now you got to get into the Joey thinks the wake up song's coming. Yeah, it's everybody's talking about everything. So I wanted to get into that. Didn't know it was going to go on that long. Toledo. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
All right, wake up song brought to you guys by our buddies over at Action Ride Shop. It's supposed to be under 100 degrees this week, so perfect time to hit the trails, get that bike tuned up, rent one, buy a new bike, for God's sakes. They're going to take care of you over there on Gilbert Road and Southern. Check them out on Facebook, because they're always posting new bikes that they're getting in and all kinds of fun stuff, as well as on Instagram. And, well, obviously, we said it earlier, it's going to be a Joey Jordison-type day. Got one for the Murder Dolls in there, but pretty much everything on the list is Slipknot. Wait and Bleed, Eyeless, Left Behind. Oof. Spit It Out, Before I Forget, The Blister Exists.
Was he on My Psychosocial? Plague. He was. Yeah. He was on Psychosocial. That is just the best. Let's do a little Psychosocial.
All right.
On Ty Santa. Ty Etheridge says, this is great. Come on, John. The world is full of whiny bitches. And there's nothing we can do about it except sit back and laugh and know that our generation was better, created by men. Not bitchy men like today. Whatever the hell is going on out there. Okay. We can go with that. Let's just say this is, yeah, we were better. Maybe we weren't.
From what I hear this morning, is she has withdrawn from all.
All of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's because the overalls were one, and then the individuals were left. Yeah. And then that's the right thing to do.
Focus on mental health.
Good. Then that's the right thing to do.
What her PR people told her to do.
That's the only option.
Right.
You can't come back and start swiping medals for yourself. Remember Tuesday when I was mentally incapable, and now I'm fine.
I'm over it.
That's more mentally crazy than anything else.
This guy messaged, 20 years later, we're watching videos of Carrie Strug. In 20 years, we'll be watching Simone walk away.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the big takeaway from the games. But, I mean, NBC has to spin it, too. That's the face of the games. So they have to actually, they can't bash her.
You might not remember the Olympics 20 years from now, the way it's going with all the controversy and all.
You're
going
to remember a few parts of it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. But, yeah, it's, and like this one guy says, it's only every 4 years. You don't have to think about it. It's true. Well, at least she's got her Uber Eats. That'll show up.
Athleta.
She's got Athleta, too. She's in that. And then she's got the Visa commercials and all that. She's done well. That one girl that smoked out of these Olympics, smartest girl in the world.
Yeah.
She just weeded out of it. That's what everybody needs. All right, let's do it. And this is for Joey from Slipknot, who passed away. 46 years old. It was just weird. Nobody knows the details yet. They'll figure it out. I mean, you have to. Does everybody automatically think drugs?
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing you think.
I think so.
46.
Whether it's true or not. And I hope it's not.
Yeah, me too.
But
you're not thinking transverse myelitis? Or
I don't know what that is.
I don't
either. Yeah, it's what he got diagnosed with. And I don't know.
And his bandmates thought it was drugs.
You hate. Well, their bandmates thought it's drugs because they've seen
there's
it.
There's a pretty
drugs.
Good chance.
When your band thinks it's drugs, it's because you're probably showing them you've done a lot of drugs. I hope not, but
that might have added to it.
Assume this song.
I think it happens anytime somebody in the music industry dies. First automatically thought. Goes drugs or alcohol. Period.
Yep. Drugs. Yep. That's my first thought. Not drugs. It's so prevalent. Slipknot, but it's man. This song, forget about it. Every instrument in this thing's amazing. Psychosocial for Joey.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.